Okay. Grace, are you ready for your statement?
I think it is detrimental to the foundation if false information, misleading information, or information that puts the foundation at risk is included in communication, especially if it's included in communication using specific resources, including on-air time or email, our email lists. For instance, the frequently asked questions on the website of the New Day Pacifica bylaws castigates the membership, the management of WBAI. That is highly improper for board members who are running for this new board, who are currently on the board. You put the foundation at risk in opening us up to a lawsuit by the management of WBAI, because the statements in your frequently asked questions are falsehoods. I've researched them. You put out direct falsehoods impugning WBAI managers. This is improper, highly improper. It's specifically false. It should be corrected, and I think that this task force is a good idea, because these things should be corrected.
Okay. Any further discussion?
James. James,
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I speak?
James, then Sandra. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to add that our membership list that's being used to spread this misinformation is also our donor base. And this, I have no doubt that this is suppressing our donors and our ability to raise funds. So I think this is a direct harm to the foundation. It's not just innocent debate. And so I agree with this motion that we need to take steps to counteract it. And I do wish that the New Day people would cease and desist. Thank you.
Okay. Sandra?
Jan Goodman, I would like to clarify some information.
You were not recognized.
I'm asking to be recognized.
No.
It's with regard to what list you use.
Sandra?
Thank you. Okay, so I get it that this task force is going to be formed because there's a majority of people on the PNB that agree with this, and that's okay. Do I think that the New Day Pacifica email postings and their information is doing irreparable harm to the foundation? No. Last year at the beginning of this year, when the first set of bylaws, reforms, the referendum, the takedown at WBAI happened, it was just obnoxious. It was horrible. And there were so many people that were adversely affected because they looked to our local radio stations for news and information. They want to see a well-functioning foundation. And it has not been a well-functioning foundation for a very long time. That's my opinion. Other people can disagree, and that's fine. But when you look at the 19-year history of what's gone on since the bylaws were written and how we have functioned as a national board and as a local station board, you see that there are obvious flaws. I mean, anybody who has their eyes open can see that there are obvious flaws. There are people that have taken advantage of, loopholes in the bylaws to mistreat others and to not let other voices be heard. I would like to speak. I didn't interrupt any of you people when you were speaking.
A point of order has been raised that takes precedence.
You beautiful.
What is the point of order?
I apologize to the speaker. I just want to inquire as to whether or not the speech that she's making is relevant to the matter under discussion, which is should the PMB authorize a committee to respond to the information that was being put out. She's arguing the merits of our bylaws and our governance, and that's not really what we're talking about.
I've already stated statements was that we already know that this task force is going to be adopted.
Do you want to be muted
again? Ms. Garland, can the parliamentarian reach the chair, please?
Your point of order is not well taken. That's my ruling. Ms. Rollins, you may continue and finish your remarks.
Okay, I'll just keep it simple. You know, in a land of free speech, in a foundation where we encourage free speech and differences of opinion, our goal is to try to understand where the other people are coming from. And the people that oppose the New Day Pacifica bylaws are not doing their due diligence by reaching out to say, you know, okay, you might be onto something here, because you're right. There are some things that are very flawed with our bylaws, and we need to fix them. So what can we do to work together to make that happen? That, you know, we can argue all day long, and like I said at the beginning, this task force or this group will be founded and they will do their whatever they're going to do. But it is not going to stop people from bubbling up and asking why my law is currently written being allowed to be abused time and time again. Why is the foundation
time
failing?
Time check, Chair. Time check.
Thank you.
I mean, she's going on forever.
Yeah.
Well, James, what is the are you keeping track of the time people
yeah.
are speaking?
I apologize. When I spoke, I got distracted and I stopped checking the time. I apologize.
Okay.
We'll lean into the stock afterwards.
Chair, we have 2 minutes left on this agenda item.
And we have 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
All right. Paulina, you want to be on again?
I'd like to be on the stack, please, yes.
Okay. I'll put myself on the stack after you, and then we're done. Go ahead.
Oh, myself?
Yeah, go ahead.
Paulina? Yeah, thank you. So I believe the member who just spoke was misinforming the public because this is not about the effort. We're not talking about amending the bylaws. Everybody agrees that the bylaws are not perfect. The effort that we're talking about is to rewrite them completely from a point. From a perspective that is not public, that is not open to the public, it's a group, it's a little gang of people that wants to rewrite them completely and pretend and present them as bylaws amendments. These are not bylaws amendments, and that's why we call it misinformation. That's why I support Mr. Lawrence Reyes' motion. Thank you.
Make some remarks on this. I think, contrary to what has been spoken about by the supporters of the New Day Pacifica group, we are not the ones who are trying to suppress anybody's ideas or thoughts. Rather, we have been under attack by well-financed group of legal people and publicity agents, all for the ultimate goal of breaking up the Pacifica network. That's how I see it, and I believe that's how most of us see it. We have nothing against some well-thought-out amendments to our bylaws, but that is not what this is. This is, from the beginning, has been a process that certain people have tried to force down our throat through the power of their lawyers and the power of their finances. And we have a perfect right to respond. And I want to make it clear to you that you will not get away with this.
All right, could I, Nancy, just say one thing?
Yes, Nancy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, if when you look at these flyers that have been sent to everyone, you get the impression that everybody's in favor of what these flyers are proposing and what they're saying about Pacifica. And we just had a referendum where 60% of the people that voted, they voted against this. And so they keep saying that's not true, that most of the people are in favor of what they're trying to do, and that's just that's a lie. That's not true. And so people, you know, say, well, if the people that get this, they say, well, if everybody believes this, you know, then I guess it's okay, you know, so I'll go ahead and sign it.
Chair, this is Chris.
So they're, you know, soliciting support for this by, dishonest measures.
And they're also soliciting money.
Yeah, Chris, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I would like to if I could. Is that all right? I know that we're probably out of time, but I would just like to have at least an opportunity to remark if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I'm a little bit nervous about the committee, responding in a way that is perhaps first of all, let me just say that I'm not a particularly big fan of bylaws changes, as anyone who sits on the PMB knows, especially at a time when the foundation is struggling to put to make me. And I'm just concerned that about the possibility of this committee putting out falsehoods to counter falsehood, so to speak. I have no problem with correcting the record. I think that should be done. But I think there are a number of debatable points that have been brought up with this motion. Several people have commented on the irreparable harm issue. It's a very difficult thing to measure how much harm has been done. Any. It's difficult to
I'd like to close.
Participate.
Can I finish your sentence, please?
Excuse me?
Chair, I'd like to close. This is Brian. I'd like to close.
Chair, what's
Chris
going on
finish?
Here? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Chris, are you finished? Hold on. Chris, are you finished with your remark?
No, not quite.
Okay, go ahead. Let Chris finish.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to ensure that this task force will do the what it's proposing to do, and that it just sticks to correcting the record and not doing the same thing that the other side is doing, not to do the same thing that they are claiming the other side is doing. I haven't actually seen any of these emails, but thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Chair. Can I close? I need about a minute to close.
Do we still have any time left?
44 seconds, Chair, and I will take that.
Okay, go ahead, finish it.
Thank you, Chair. So to insert or to project that we will do anything other than what this motion is asking to do is to correct the record and to provide some truth serum to the misinformation propaganda that's being put out is uncharacteristic of my colleague from KPFA. So I just want to assure my colleague and that maybe he should volunteer to be part of the task force, because what we're going to do is express our democratic rights also as listeners and as staff. To correct the record. So that's why I propose the motion, and that's why I wholeheartedly stand behind it, and I hope you will support it too. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let's go to a vote. And Madam Secretary, can you take the roll on this?
Okay, this is on Lawrence's motion to...
Yeah, and we need to take volunteers too, Chair. I'm sorry.
Well, we have to vote on
we
this first.
We have to see if this passes.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Abstain.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Pass.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Pass.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Can I be on the committee? No, I vote yes. Otherwise, I vote no.
Gray?
Yes.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
Abstain.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ralph Pointer?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote no.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Andrea Turner?
Pass.
I didn't hear you, Andrea. Can you repeat?
Yes, pass.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey, you passed.
Chris Corey votes yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. And Andrea Turner? Passed.
Abstain.
Okay. All right. Count up. All right, we have 15 yeses. One no. Four abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, final vote is 16 yes, 1 no, and 4 abstentions.
Did you count my vote?
Yes, you were the 16th vote. There was 15.
Oh, okay.
1 no, and 4
abstentions. And how did you count my vote, Jan?
Yes, I counted your vote, Jan.
I know. How did you count it? Is a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay, so I can be on the committee?
You could be on the committee even if you voted no, Jan, but whichever way you want.
Okay, I'll be yes and I'll be on the committee, sure.
So the motion passed. Task force. I don't believe there are limits to the amount of, I don't know.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition.
Lawrence, yes.
I'd like to volunteer to convene this task force. I would appreciate some volunteers. Jan, and I thought Chris might be interested in volunteering as well. And I don't know who else would.
Jan could volunteer, but she clearly has a conflict of interest.
That is true.
I have a true interest in making it through. And by the way, the list that was used to send
you're volunteering
is not the typical list.
You're volunteering to be on a committee that's correct factual misinformation from emails that you had a hand in? Are you serious?
I am volunteering to put on the committee so that we can discuss what is true and what is not true. Absolutely.
Mr. Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. Request for information.
What is your request for information?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
Mrs. Gray. Is it proper for us to ask Jan, is she a part of the group that we are discussing tonight, and if she could answer that question and on the record?
I think it's proper, yes.
Okay, Jan, are you a member of New Day?
Absolutely, yes, of course.
Okay, well, then I think it is a conflict of interest. So all you would do is just tie up going back and forth the process. So I don't think it makes sense for you to be on that committee.
Well, as
Lyndon
I understand,
for the stack.
Mr. Chair, may I respond?
Sandra, I would like to be on the stack.
Mr. Chair, may I respond?
Just sorry, I'd like to be on the stack as well. Although we are out of time for this item, I think what's in order is to take volunteers.
Yeah, Lauren, you can put me down as a volunteer.
Have you now or have you ever been a part of the Communist Party?
Okay. Can you hear me? It's great. I have a point of order.
Listen, one more remark like this will be suited.
Maybe the Trump Party.
No complaint to the Republican Party of Texas to defend your rights.
I think Grace has a point of order, Chair.
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order?
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that Arthur responded that he's available. So if we want to have a closed session, I have to contact him, and we would have to end this meeting really shortly.
Okay.
I'd like to make a suggestion that both Jan Goodman and Lyndon Foley be restricted from this committee because they have a conflict of interest.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
What is Sandra? Yes, you have the floor. What is it?
Thank you. I feel like the comment from the previous speaker about restricting Member Foley and Member Goodman is unwarranted. This is exactly what I was trying to speak to. Perhaps I wasn't conveying myself clearly. Is if you really want to do something to alleviate these continual bylaws referendums, then you need to do something to reach out to the people that disagree with the bylaws as they stand.
Why don't y'all reach out?
And
why don't
they
y'all
be allowed to have a voice.
Ms. Rawlings,
Mr. Pitchback, would you stop interrupting me?
Ms. Rawlings,
I
have a point of order, Chair. Point of order,
I move that we go to the next item. Chair.
Ms. Rawlings, I'm going to have to mute you. You're out of order.
I have a point of order, Chair.
We passed this motion. The only thing I want to know is to ask for volunteers. We're doing that.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair, could I make a recommendation? We have really urgent business on, you know, whether or not to accept, make an exception for these positions at KPFA. You know, they may be in the process of trying to hire someone now. And I think maybe we could, the people that want to be on this committee could let Lawrence know, and we could move on to this next motion so that we can get this done tonight.
Chair, I'm okay with that. They can email me or email the secretary, however they want to do it.
Okay. Chair, may I be recognized?
This is great. Can I please be recognized?
Hold on. I heard Chris first. What is it, Chris?
I just have one very quick question for Lawrence. I'm interested in volunteering for this committee, but I won't be able to attend for the next week. Is that going to work, Lawrence? As far as you can tell.
Uh, this,
give me your availability, Chris. You could send it to me or to the secretary. That'd be fine.
Okay.
I'm thinking of convening after the national fundraising that we're in the bother doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is Grace.
Grace, I think I heard Ralph also. Ralph, did you want to be on the set?
I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Should I tell Arthur to, are we going to have a closed session? He said he's available.
Okay, if we're going to have a closed session, we have to, adjourn immediately.
Can we go to Ralph? Because he hasn't spoken.
Can we tell him 10 minutes?
Okay. Let's go to Ralph.
Ask him.
Ralph, what did you want to say?
Two things. I'd like to be on the committee, and I recognize there are negative forces who are consistent in their negativity. And I'd like to be on the committee to be a counterweight to this nonsense. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a motion, Mr. Chair.
Chair, please move to the next motion that's on the agenda. Point of order.
Mr. Chair, I move that we close the window, and the people who have volunteered, let them do the work.
We're done with this item. That's it. We're done with this item. If we want to spend another few minutes to do the next agenda item before we adjourn, we could do that, or we could adjourn right now. If I don't hear a motion to adjourn, then we're just going to keep going.
Ask Arthur to wait 10 minutes so we can do this very urgent motion?
It's very late.
Motion to adjourn.
FK motion?
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second for the motion to adjourn?
Robin seconds it.
Second.
Okay, if we adjourn, we're going to go immediately into executive session.
Chair, I object.
I object. We don't need to spend an hour on that.
Let's take a vote.
Do 10 more minutes.
Let's take a vote.
Okay.
What are we voting on?
Motion to adjourn. Grace Aaron votes
debatable?
Yes. Robin Collier. It's not debatable. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, Heather Gray?
Yes.
All right, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James?
Yes.
Right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Right. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland? Yes. Andreas?
Am I not muted?
Sean Rhodes?
No. I'll vote no, Secretary.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Abstain.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Nancy Sorden?
She's not on anymore. She's gone.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Polina
Tom Voorhees? Tom Voorhees?
I'm going to go yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland? Polina Vasiliev?
She's gone.
All right. So I think the yeses have it. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Chair is
signed. 9 yeses.
Muted.
I hear you. 1, 2, 3 noes. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions.
Okay, nine. Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. I got kicked off the call for some reason. I would have voted no.
Okay, so 4 noes. 9 yeses, 4 noes, 4 abstentions.
Chair, since you went to a vote, Sandra has to be unmuted to vote.
She was not
Sandra's
muted.
Not here.
She's not muted.
She's not here.
Okay, thank you.
Not here. Okay, Mr. Chair. Arthur says we need to meet in closed session. Anyway, he just texted me. So the votes are 9 yes, 4 no, 4 abstention. Chair, how do you vote? Do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay, so the motion to adjourn passes. We are adjourned.